Travis Denning, and After a Few on Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU. Good morning, I'm Andy Summers, and we're getting ready for the ACMs tonight, the Academy of Country Music Awards, and I know that this can be a little bit confusing because normally this time of year we're preparing for the CMAs, which is the Country Music Association Awards, but instead it's the ACMs tonight, which normally take place in April. And since it's so late because of COVID, of course, you have to keep in mind that a lot of these nominations had already been voted for 6 months ago. Okay, so that's why Travis Denning's name didn't even come up, even though he's been having a spectacular year. That all happened after voting had ended for the ACMs. But Raz has been checking in with a bunch of the nominees from tonight's show, and we're going to get the scoop from him right now. So who do you have with you now, Raz?
The female nominee of the year for the ACMs, Kelsey Ballerini.
Hi. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. I can't even remember the last time I saw you. You look fantastic, nice and bright and shiny under the TV lights.
Lots of makeup. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I was in your neck of the woods. It's been a minute.
Well, this year just kind of dragged, right?
Yeah, it did.
You know? We were home most of the summer, and normally we're busy every weekend.
I'd be touring.
Same with us.
So it's definitely different. But this feels oddly normal to do remotes and to be performing on the ACMs. It's been something that I think a lot of us have been looking forward to because it's a sense of something that we look forward to every year. And, it's a little normal, which is nice.
You had an interesting couple of weeks. You have a new album come out. There was a social media storm about some things that are happening with another award show, and it's just been so, is it emotional for you when that kind of thing happens, or you prefer to be that kind of busy?
I love being busy, and I've really missed it this year, especially having new music out. You know, I kind of took the back half of last year off the road to recalibrate, make this album, and then hit it hard this year, and so to have it not go that way, it's been really interesting. I miss touring so much. I know we all do. And the last few weeks have been a bit of an emotional roller coaster for sure, but I think it's been luckily the universe and God looked out because it was paired in a way where I kind of had a moment of like, oh man, and then I just went, you know what, I'm gonna put out a record and I'm really excited about this and I love this music so much and I'm just gonna focus on that.
And that's what people say about no matter what happens with emotionally a lot, like she poured herself into her work and that's therapeutic, right?
It is, you know, and I really feel like any time in my life, like professionally or not, where when things don't go how I think they're going to or how I hope they will, something great always comes out of it. And so I'm grateful and it's all good.
How are you able to rehearse for the ACM Awards and where are you guys at?
So I'm at the Ryman,
right.
And I'm actually doing it with the people that I made Ballerini the album with, but it's like a bit of a jam band moment. I'm excited. I feel a sense of responsibility to really show up and play good quality country music, so I hope I did a good enough job.
Oh, you always do a great job, and one of our favorite things is to see you perform live because you feed off of that performance and you look at the band, and if the band is on, you're on. And so what happens now? So you got the award ceremonies are coming up here. You have an album out, and so what happens right now? Like, it's like ready, set.
I know. what does go mean anymore?
Go.
I'm doing Corden tonight and ACMs obviously this week, and kind of just letting this album find its way into the world, and then I'll start on whatever's next.
And that is whenever it is.
And that is kind of whenever it is. Yeah, the rules are kind of out the window at this point, so we'll see.
So 2020.
So 2020.
Kelsey, always great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Peace.
Super excited. So tonight's the night, the ACM Awards, the Academy of Country Music Awards, CBS, 8 o'clock. Don't miss it.
Yo, Philly, wake up with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.